Music sounds better on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for another Friday. Glorious week, but nice and dull now. I'm Brian Green and he is...
Not Brian Green, Peter Donegan.
You're a gardener and I'm not the gardener.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop.
It's going to spill down now, isn't it? It's gone very dark over Dublin.
My hair's gone wavy, Brian.
Because of?
Well, I've explained this. If you're following my inverted commas Twitter stream midweek, you would have heard me speak about... They used to measure humidity with a strand of horsehair, the old hydrometers, and when it became taut. So when I was in college, my hair used to go curly. When I went curly, I'd bring my rain gear with me out into the fields. People'd be laughing, sun be splitting the skies. 5 miles away from home, and I've got my rain gear with me because my hair went curly. So people laugh, Brian. People laugh, but it's true.
This man is that in touch with the environment. His hair goes curly when
Hey, do you know something? I used to have sidetracking mildly. Mildly, I say. I used to have, because you've got a wee little warty thing on your finger, if you actually pick dandelions, if you pick dandelions, you split the stems and rub them on the warts, that actually removes them as well. There you go. The things you learn, Brian.
The things you should not learn on The Sod Show.
There you go.
Coming up on today's programme, we're going outdoors for our third week in a row. It's called Sod Show Outside or something similar. And we're at the country fair at Old Bridge.
Do we still have the George Michael intro?
We have dropped George Michael and replaced
Thank
him with...
God, I don't know.
Cliff Richard.
Oh, for God's sake. It's just from one extreme to another.
We have... two interviews in Old Bridge, and we have our plant and tool of the week, work for the week, and we'll also be looking at, hey, check this out, 75 things you can put in your composter.
You're not going to read it all 75, are you? Please tell me no.
Some of them wouldn't be appropriate.
Now, no.
It starts off, we'll cover this near the end of the show, but it starts off from the kitchen, and it's the usual suspects of tea bags and used paper napkins. Pizza boxes ripped into smaller pieces can be done, and I always thought you cannot put cooked food. That's the general rule.
I wouldn't put cooked food.
But you are able to put plain cooked pasta.
Oh.
And rice.
Brian, listen, there's gardeners out there saying, listen, we all knew that you could recycle cardboard. We all knew you could put it on the green waste heap. There's people out there nodding their head going, yeah, Peter, tell them, go across the counter. They've seen the YouTube videos, they know what the studios like. There's people out there saying, tell them, Pete, do you know, what do you do with your pizza boxes in the first place? Did you never put them in the...
No, green bin them. Yeah. See, different strokes for different folks. I did not know. So this 75, yeah. There are some... real corkers in the 75, which I will bring you in the latter half of the programme.
Okay, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so in the following ways. You can telephone 865-8020, that's 01 if you're from inside or outside the Dublin area, whichever way that works. You can text us 087-977-1032. Also, you can use the hashtag Sodshow, S-O-D-S-H-O-W, and that'll get us via Twitter.
It will indeed. We had a production meeting in the Science Gallery last Sunday.
Ah.
An excuse to get into town and have a coffee with you, but...
Yeah, well, there was alternate reasons to be in there because I think we were bumping into Bill Thompson and his wife Katie, Kate from... and Mark from Audio Boo and also Documentally and a few others, but we went in a little bit earlier. I was looking for a nice coffee, a little bit of a quiet place to go. Went to the Science Gallery, had a cup of Mechin there, but because you were running late... I got to see their exhibition and there was
a little... What did you see?
Yeah, no, that's the... Well, again, if you're following me on the Twitter, Brian, you see... Or if you're paying... You do, you see, that's the difference. But if you're paying attention to it, what you would have noticed was a wee little YouTube video that I did. And it was of like an indoor rubber plant. They have an exhibition there, I think it's called a Human Plus. But they have a rubber plant.
Real plant.
A real plant, yeah. Not as versus a car tire type rubber plant. Yeah. And the rubber plant itself had a telephone connected to it. I didn't have time because you rang me and said, oh, I'm 2 minutes away. So
I'm going to have to go back to the Science Gallery on Pierce Street, just there at Trinity College, and check it out.
Yeah, well, the Green Machines exhibition was the last one that I was at. That was really, really cool. So, yeah, well worthwhile. And they do decent coffee. Hi to the folks in the Science Gallery Cafe. Love your gift shop, by the way.
What we're going to do is go outside, yeah, and we'll be back to you in about 10 minutes' time. It's the Sod Show, outside in the country. The Garden Talks from Old Bridge Country Fair. And this week, community gardener Dee Sewell.
Community gardening. Peter asked me to come and talk today about community gardening. And it's something that I got involved with last March. And I've been lucky enough now to work with four community gardens in the Carlow Kilkenny area. And I love it. So much so that I'm determined to go and visit all of the community gardens everywhere. But I just haven't told my husband yet. But I suppose, what is a community garden? It's really, there are several definitions, but in essence they're all the same. It's just a patch of land that a group of people get together in a community and garden, and it's as simple as that. And they can either know each other or not know each other, doesn't matter. They can be big, they can be small, they can be organic, they can be non-organic, they can be just food, they can be food and flowers, but that's community garden. They're what the group decides that they want them to be. My first garden was in Gorsebridge, County Kilkenny, last March, and 10 people turned up. It was a tiny, although it's a rural place, it was in a cul-de-sac with a small bungalow, and at the back was a very small garden that over half of which had a massive polytunnel in, and the other half was just an overgrown scrap of land. And within just 3 or 4 months, we built 6 raised beds. We put in carrots and onions, melons, courgettes, chilies, cucumbers, potatoes, you name it. It was growing in this little patch of a garden, and it was a wondrous thing. Community gardens are a perfect place to be if you're on a limited budget, because a lot of them don't charge any money. Some will just have a really small fee just to help towards the composts and the seeds. Some just fundraise to get their money in, and some don't. It's all about the group thing. And again, if you're in an apartment, if you've no garden, it's somewhere to go for a couple of hours a week maybe and just garden for free or not. But also, it's about companionship and about learning. Mixture of abilities. Some community gardeners have they're complete novices. Some are experienced, but they're there to share that what they can with everybody. So the proudest moment I had from last year working with a group of community gardeners was one of the young ladies. She'd never seen a seed before. I'd say young mum, she'd been in her late 20s, would never have held a seed. And in the July we had an open day, and we had the dignitaries, people who had come around to help with a bit of the fundraising. We were just showing off the garden, and I overheard her explaining to one of them how to look after, grow, side shoot and tend a tomato plant. And I think from just in 3 or 4 months of just seeing that her develop, it was just, well, that's why we do it, and that's why we, you know, that was the whole idea of it. It's about the learning and the sharing. And yeah, that will stay with me, I think, for a while. Background is irrelevant, your background. That's something in the four gardens that I'm working with now I've noticed. It doesn't matter whether the people live in the big house at the end of the lane, whether they're in an apartment, whether they're on a massive housing estate, the background doesn't matter. Once you've got your hands in a bag of compost, once you're digging a rake load of muck into a bed, it really is irrelevant. And a lot of times you don't even discuss what you do outside of a community garden. It's just all about being there and sharing and doing the gardening. So friendship, for me it's about friendship, even just going in and helping people. I've made lots of friends in the garden, as opposed to, I think, an allotment. Sometimes allotments tend to be more strips that people garden on their own. Again, as I say, this is all about the being together. Some people come every week, some people come every other week, some people drop in and out, some people come to talk. Some people come to talk and weed. Some people, they're just all there for their own reasons. What goes along actually about having the no money side of it as well, and because you might only put a few quid in towards it, it means that you can afford to experiment with different things. So I think if at home you may just buy your bag of multi-purpose compost or a bag of seedling compost, but when you've got a group of people together, pooled money, it means you can experiment. You could get the multi-purpose, the peat-free, the organic, the seed compost, and you can have a little practice and try different compost mediums and see for yourself whether there's a difference and watch how things are growing. And also with biological controls, slugs. Peter was talking about slugs there earlier. There's this great product, biological controls, but they're quite expensive at 20 quid a shot. But if you're in a community garden, the money's pooled, you can just have a go at, see if it works. And if it works, great, you can think, oh, okay, I might fork out and pay that at home. You get to try different things that you just might not try at home by being involved with something like that. I started this whole grow your own thing because of my passion for the younger generation. I have three kids, and I realised when they come along just how I'd lost. I didn't have the life skills to provide for them if there was no food available, and none of us really know what's going on in the future now. But and I think again the last two winters there that Trish mentioned was a bit of a shock for some of us, where we were certainly snowed in for two full weeks. We couldn't get out of our house. Some people could get out of their houses, but may have found that supermarket shelves were half empty. So it just brought home to me then just how reliant we are on other people to provide our food for us. And not only our food, other things as well, but it really brought that home to me. So that's how I started growing veg for these guys.
I'm with Nicola Smith of Big Red Kitchen at Old Bridge Country Fair here in Drogheda, and you're doing jams.
Yes, that's right. Homemade jams and chutneys.
Can we try one? What would you recommend?
Well, the most popular would be raspberry and vanilla jam.
Could I try the chutney? Because Peter said that was quite nice.
Yeah, of course. I have a mixed onion chutney or a tomato chutney, and then I have a chili jelly.
Try the tomato.
Okay.
So that's this one.
Right? Yes, that's right.
Okay, just get rid of this. Now, you make this yourself.
I do.
Where are you making this?
From home in Stamullen, County Meath.
All right, just on the Dublin border?
Yes, that's right.
And what's the process? Are you growing out yourself?
Some of the fruit that I use, I grow myself, but that would be mainly in the autumn time that I would have the crop blackberries and damsons. For some of the other jams, I would use a local farmer, Pat Clark, who is in Stamullen, local to me. So I would get raspberries, strawberries, and some blackberries from him as well. And then for anything else that I need, I purchase.
And is it kind of a cottage industry, or is it gone up scale into mini factory or small
business?
No,
it's still very much cottage industry. It's in my own home kitchen. It's not an industrial kitchen. So, very much cottage industry.
And is it a process that's very well known, or is it you've got a particular process that's your own kind of methodology of doing this?
No, I think jam making is a very standardised process. I think, you know, people have been doing it for so many years now that some people are lucky enough to have a grandmother who taught them, or that they would have picked fruit with and made jam with as a child, or their mother. Or you have people like myself who grew up in a city and moved to the country and found themselves among all this wild growing fruit and just started making it.
So it was a supply abundance that forced you into this, or drove you into doing this?
It was an interest in the process, and also being surrounded by, in the autumn time, an abundance of fruit, as well as being lucky enough to have a very local farmer who could supply me with some other fruits.
While this interview has been going on, I did try that wonderful
tomato
chutney. Beautiful.
Thank you
very much for talking to us and for letting me sample some. And at this stage, I'm going to buy some. But are you available on the internet at all? Or
No, right now we supply into the Knoll Cafe. It's attached to the Seamus Ennis Centre.
Wonderful venue.
So we supply in there, so you can find our goods in there. And then also we travel Meath, Louth and North County Dublin to various different farmers markets and craft fairs.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. You're gonna find me out in the country. You're gonna find me way out in the country.
Where the air is good and the day is fine. 103.2 Dublin City FM, and it's the Sod Show. Well, we'll come back to our journey outdoors in a moment, but while that was on, we've had a call in from the Science Gallery.
Anya is on the other end of the line. You might remember we were talking about the rubber plant with the telephone stuck to it. Anya, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can, of course, yeah.
Anya, what did I see and witness before I was taken back to the beautiful coffee from the Science Gallery Cafe?
Oh, you were, well, anyone could be drawn in by the beautiful coffee, but obviously you should explore the exhibitions as well. But you could see that the rubber tree plant is part of an installation called Spore 2.0. And it's by a group of artists called Swamp, is what they call themselves. So it's a nice kind of, you know, outdoorsy name for them. Mm-hmm. But actually stands for Studies of Work, Atmosphere and Mass Production. That doesn't roll off the tongue, but it, basically all their work is about kind of critiquing and analysing how big corporations interact with the world around them. So this particular piece is part of the Human Plus exhibition, which has been running here since April and goes on until the end of June. And as you said, there's a plant basically connected to a computer or a telephone and a watering system. Now, it's not the kind of watering system that you stick on when you're going away for a few weeks and hoping that your plants won't be dead when they come back. But it's actually, it's based on the idea that Home Depot, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's this massive, you know, home furnishing company in the U.S., mm-hmm. and they put out this guarantee a few years ago that any plant that you bought by them from Home Depot, they would guarantee for 1 year. So if you manage to kill your plant in that space of time through, you know, negligence or whatever, or, you know, just general lack of green thumbs, you could bring it back and they would replace it for you. But they just kind of thought they'd take it a bit further and look at the kind of contracts that the company would have with the products around them. So they set it up that this computer that's on the plant is actually monitoring the stock quotes by Home Depot. And that regulates whether the plant gets watered or not. So when they first started doing this a few years ago, it was just at the start of the property bubble in the U.S. So things were going really, really well for the company. But it turns out that it wasn't that good for the plant because it got overwatered because the stock shares or the stock quotes were so high every week that the plant just got too much water. So Matt Kenyon is one of the artists. He said when he was here at the launch of the show that, you know, it'd be interesting to see how it's faring now because obviously things have slightly changed both here in Ireland, obviously, and also in the US.
Yeah, the compost looks slightly dry when I was drier, there on Sunday.
Definitely drier, yeah. It's still doing okay. It's doing a lot better than some of the plants I have at home anyway. But they're really interested just in seeing how the kind of the change in the economics of the country has might change the plant itself. Now, you know, why are they doing this? Well, it's partly to show that it's a closed ecosystem. So, you know, it is connecting the seller of this plant with the actual plant. So it's a longer term contract than just this, you know, we'll replace it if you manage to kill it. It's actually, you have a longer term responsibility for it. But they're also trying to illustrate, I suppose, that for everything around us, sustainable growth is more important than just the kind of short term growth that you might get in a spike in shares or whatever. That's actually not necessarily good, or, you know, massive unsustainable growth is not good for anyone. And that's why it's part of the Human Plus exhibition, that it's just showing how more sustainable growth is good for the plants, for the environment and for all the people around us. So that's what it's about, really. So you have to come in and have a look at it from a professional opinion.
I'll have to come in and have a look again, Anya, yeah. And I'll get Brian to look at it again. If people want to find out more, you're on Twitter as @ScienceGallery. You're on Pierce Street in Dublin.
Yeah, part of Trinity College.
And you have a website as well.
We do. It's sciencegallery.com. And you can find out even more about the Human Plus exhibition if you go to sciencegallery.com/human. Human Plus. You spell PLUS out, so it's Human Plus. And that's a whole microsite which shows you all the lovely exhibits that we have here. But, of course, I would encourage you to come down. Now, just as it happens, we're actually closed this Sunday and Tuesday. We're normally open on a Sunday, but on Mondays and Tuesdays we're closed because there's some restrictions in Dublin city centre, as you might be aware of. So
Yes. Just
if you're rushing down, don't come down on Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, but do come down any time before the 24th of June. So we'd love to see you here.
Anya, thank you very much. Just in a word, were any plants hurt in the making of the presentation?
Not just yet. We might kill it yet. But that's not our fault. It's Home Depot's fault.
Thank you so much, Anya.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, and there you go. That's how it works. That's what you saw, and you hear it on Dublin City FM.
Well, we did hand out the telephone number at the start.
We did indeed.
And fair play to the Science Gallery guys, have to say, love it there.
Well, I just want to go back to our outside piece, and I just have to pick up on two things. We're going to have to interview Dee, because I'd love to know what community gardeners do when they're all come together as a group and they need to pool their tools. And where do they have places to, like, community sheds? How does that work? I'd love to know. And then the central point that she was making.
We'll get her back on the show.
Yeah, the central point that it wasn't necessarily about the activity, but it was the benefit to the people who took part in it.
I tell you something about Dee Sewell. She is one of the most inspirational women I've ever heard speak, because she makes the whole case where money becomes irrelevant. Spending is not at the top of the list. What wellies you have, what wheelbarrows you have, it's all about community, people and meeting and getting out there.
Okay, we're going to go to our song of the week, and this week we've got for you Vegetables, The Beach Boys.
I'm not happy with this one.
You're not happy? From The Beach Boys.
I'm going to fix this.
It's from the Smiley Smile album from 1967.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think the record scratched. Maybe our engineer could rustle up a gardening song from the bank of records he has. Maybe something to do with the smell of fresh cut grass filling up your senses.
And it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms of the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her love to this world. Don't go, don't leave now, now, now. While the sun is mine, stick around and laugh a while. And I lie warm on soft sandy beaches, and my toes are submerged in the water, and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that I love the Lord. It feels so fine. Don't go, don't you down, down, now. While the sun smiles, stick around and laugh a while, yeah. Blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. Sun is shining on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by.
103.2 Dublin City FM. What a classic. And an emergency play of Don't Go from the Hothouse Flowers. Something scratchy happened to vegetables from the Beach Boys on our song.
Rightly so.
So we got two of them in. I don't think you liked it. I think you sabotaged the song.
No. Hey, listen. Look, I like the Beach Boys, you know, but just not that.
Tool and plant of the week.
Plant of the week first has to be, again, if you were watching my YouTube little clip at snippets, you would have seen me looking at bedding plants this week. I have to say, lost interest with them there for about a couple of months, years, seasons, I don't know. But blue-eye, Alyssum lobelia, marigolds, petunias, pansies, geraniums, begonias, they're all there. Go get them, dupe your window boxes, pretty up the house and make her good self smile. Based on that alone, my tool of the week has to be my wee hand trowel, which saved me a lot of flapping around with dehydrated compost.
Work for the week.
Work for the week. I tell you what I did do this week, Brian. I was down on my hands and knees weeding. Work for the soul. A little bit of tree crown raising, I have to say. I've got some repairs to do on the lawn. Need to fertilise that. Need to put down some moss killer as well. And I really just want to get the grass cut. Do it because of the rain, sunshine, rain, sunshine. Grass a bit soft, you know, one day.
The growth is there, but the weeds seem to be taking most of that growth.
Hey, listen, you can't have it both ways. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Don't fight with nature. Go along with it.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
We're going to go back to what I promised, and that was to look at some of the items that you didn't think you could put in a composter. Now, you put everything in, I'm sure. Everything.
Within reason.
Within reason. Nail clippings.
Oh, come on, Brian. Where did you get this list from?
Yahoo Green.
What?
That's where I got it, website. Bills. Take pleasure. Rip up some old bills or new ones and put them in the composter. Receipts, sticky notes from your home office. And what about ashes from the fireplace?
Oh, yeah, I always did that one, actually.
Or from the barbecue grill.
Yes. Well, as long as it's done with kind of, you know, your charcoal or timber.
Give me one thing you should not put in your composter.
Relations.
On that note, what we'll do is remind you that you can get in touch with us throughout the week by writing to us here at Dublin City FM, and you can put a stamp on the envelope and it'll reach us here.
Or just put hashtag Sideshow on a Twitter message and tell us you love us or you hate us.
Check us out on the internet. The podcast recording of this show is available from
blog.donaghanlandscaping.com, or just check us out on iTunes.
That's it for another Sod Show. That was number 11. We'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m.
Have a great weekend, folks. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green-fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you.